We go from one international superstar to another one. Andrew Symonds into Mark Leishman, the world's number 19 ranked golfer. He's just come off the back of that win in the CIMB Classic at Kuala Lumpur. Gives him a two-year exemption on the PGA Tour, just the $1.26 million USD as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all looking good. And, of course, we've got the World Cup of Golf coming up November 21 at the Metropolitan Golf Course. He's teaming up with Cameron Smith, and I know they're both looking forward to that. It's great to have him on the line now. Mark is there. G'day, Mark.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, really well. Really appreciate your time, too, and I'm sure the listeners will as well. The World Cup coming up, it's a teams event. It's interesting the way they're playing, alternate shot, best ball format. How are you and Cameron combining as a team? I think you've spent some time together over in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time together, you know, second half of the year, become really good friends. And, you know, we were learning off each other, you know, playing a session of practice rounds. And, you know, since I did pick him as my partner, we're, we've been, you know, discussing tactics and that sort of thing, I suppose, you know, as far as golf balls go, with all my shots. But, yeah, really looking forward to getting down there and hopefully doing Australia proud.
Yeah, Mark, I was interested in why you chose Cameron as your partner. Can you talk us through that process?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a very tough decision. With being great mates with both Scotty and Cam. You know, Cam had pretty much played so well that I couldn't not pick him. You know, he played great all year, particularly the second half of the year. You know, Scotty made it pretty tough decision there at the end, just playing well on the PGA and the playoffs. But yeah, I think, you know, just was his next in line, and that was, I thought, the first way to do it. So that's how I came up with that.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to seeing you back in your native Victoria as well. I don't know, what have you played the Metropolitan much during the course of your career?
I've played it a little bit. I mean, not for a long time. It's probably been 12 or 13 years since I played it. You know, I didn't get to play the Australian Masters when it was there last time. But I remember playing tennis there, Country Week, just loving the golf course. I remember it being, condition-wise, the best I've probably ever played anywhere still. You know, I've played a lot of really good golf courses around the world, and I think that's still the most memorable consistent golf course I've played. So.
Wow.
I'm excited to get back there. You know, looking forward to getting into it, and you know, hopefully playing some golf that's going to inspire everyone.
And Mark, we know obviously golf's such an individual sport. There's few opportunities to play in that team environment. So, what does it mean to yourself and to Cameron, not only to play as a team, but effectively playing for Australia?
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity. Anytime you can play as a team. As a golfer, you know, it is very rare. I've been lucky enough to play three Presidents' Cups, and this will be my second World Cup. But yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, obviously, it's you know, hopefully we can play well, get some good vibes going, and you know, having someone to celebrate with is another player is a lot of fun. Unfortunately, all the Presidents' Cup teams I've been in have been on the wrong end of that. So we'd love to change that. You know, come out on top in this World Cup. It's you know, it'd be great to play in front of fun at home crowds and family and friends, and you know, it's just cool to have someone who's willing to shop in, and you're hoping that they hit good shots too. So I'm sure we'll have fun no matter how we play. But obviously, you know, we're down there for a reason, and we want to come away with that trophy.
Mark, Abraham Ancer, the young Mexican, is the five-shot leader of the Australian Open at the moment. You don't have for want of a better term, an Aussie major win to your credit, and lots of other wins in tournaments. How much of a draw card is that, a motivation for you to get home and play in an Aussie Open or a PGA or a Masters?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's one thing that I haven't picked off. You know, hopefully I can change that in these next 2 weeks with the World Cup or the Australian PGA. You know, I've made a rule with myself that I don't like to spend more than 2 weeks away from my kids, so hence not playing the Australian Open this week. But something that I definitely want to do. And you know, Abraham Ancer looks like he's playing pretty good. I played with him in Korea a couple of weeks ago, and he's playing good. So I'm sure it'll be. You know, it's tough to win. He'll hopefully you played good, and But it'd be nice to see an exciting finish up there at the Lakes.
It will be, yeah. Mark, just on the Australian Open, there's talk about scheduling and whether it's the right time of year, particularly for people like yourself, international golfers who travel so much, whether it's better placed maybe early in February. Any thoughts from a golfer's perspective about the Australian Tour and our majors like the Australian Open and PGA?
Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm very proud to be an Australian, but now living in America, I think everyone's schedules are different. For me, I would think that the best date would be close to Christmas. Guys coming back for Christmas. Other guys are probably going to think differently. So I think you've got to do what's best for the guys on this tour. And I think the people will come. I think once they start moving it around a little bit, I think that'll help. Quite a few years in a row now, and if the US Open was in one city all the time, that would maybe take away from it a little bit. There's so many other good golf courses around the country, in Adelaide, Royal Adelaide, Tooyonga, there's great courses in Perth, Melbourne, got the Sandbelt. It would be good for the tournament if they moved it around a little bit, but as far as scheduling goes, I'm not 100% sure what they do there.
Fair enough, yeah.
Are you used to living with the Seppos yet? they're an interesting breed.
Yeah, getting used to it. It's good over there. Everything's real easy. Travel's easy. We don't really have to leave the country too much, apart from coming down here and the British Open and all that. It's everything. I'm used to it. My wife's American. Kids are half and half, but they've got the American accent. it's good. I enjoy it over there. I must say I love getting back here and turning the TV on, watching some cricket, having the friends and family and all the familiarity of Australia.
Fantastic. Great to hear it. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, we're really looking forward to this World Cup of Golf. Congratulations on your recent wins, your form overall. It's just fantastic, doing great things on the PGA Tour. And as we mentioned, ranked 19 in the world. I think you're a higher 16 after that win in Kuala Lumpur. But we are excited about the World Cup of Golf and appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
Best of luck, Mark. Thanks.
There he is, Mark Leishman. He'll be teaming up with Cameron Smith, and they will be playing for Australia at the Metropolitan Golf Course.
I love that line. Love coming home and turning on the TV and watching some cricket and being with his mates. Isn't that quintessentially Australia in summer?
Absolutely it is. It's fantastic. So Mark Leishman, a very popular figure on the PGA Tour.